My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You are called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. I've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. Been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another episode review of Sleepy Hollow. It's return last night, the premiere, hashtag Sleepy Premiere on Fox. My name is Mike, of course, from iWatchMike.com. I am one of the VRO hosts. Alongside of me, we did it last season together, and I'm not talking about the El Sexo. I'm talking about this show. Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike.
I know. I didn't want people thinking, like, we did it last year. Like,
no, because then they'll be like, wait a minute. There's a baby now.
That
wasn't me. I'm not the mommy.
And so we got Amy there. And then this season for the recap show, we have a new individual from, I call her my Georgia Peach because she sounds like she's from Georgia, from Gone with the Wind. Ella, are you there, Ella?
Yes.
Sweet. Now, Ella, are you just waking up right now?
Yes, I am. I had to work last night. Sorry.
That's right. You work nights, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
you want to know what she does, Mike?
She is a stripper.
No.
She. Let's see. If she works nights, Georgia. Are you a sex phone operator?
She is a phone operator, but not a sex phone operator.
Wow. See, I was close.
Look, if you're in Georgia and you call 911, you might just get Ella.
Oh, really? She's a 911 dispatcher?
No, not 911. I work for the police department, but not 911 directly.
So when someone has a problem, like my dog is caught up in the tree and my husband wants to have sex with it, they call you and then you'd be like, ma'am, calm down. We are sending somebody over.
I'll be like, ma'am, let me transfer you to 911.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, I'm not dealing with that call.
Got it. It's okay. That. Now we have everything worked out. People that are tuning in for the very first time, this is season two of Sleepy Hollow. Amy and I recap season one last year. We're big fans of the show, and we had to jump on it, and we've been really excited counting down the days for the new season premiere. We do have the chat room open. I definitely got to send out a shout-out to Grounded Souls, which happens to be Ella. She's in the chat room right now. Twilight Chick 45. She's in there. I'm guessing she's a VRO or a fan of the VRO.
She is a fan of the VRO. She's been one of she's a long-time listener. Before we jump into the episode.
Okay.
I want to talk. I want to give some news. What's going on? North Carolina has screwed up, in my opinion, and they have cut like the tax break for filming and stuff like that. And as we all know, Sleepy Hollow is filmed here in North Carolina.
I heard about that. You had been trying to get me to go out there for the longest time.
I know. And you know what, Mike? We should have did it season one, because now comes season two. They're done filming, or they're getting ready to be done filming. But come season three, they might not be in North Carolina anymore. They actually might either go to Canada or something like that. So thanks, North Carolina.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh yeah, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. If you live in North Carolina, go ahead. I live in North Carolina. Go ahead and contact our governor and tell him how much you hate this.
Wow. Yeah, I should have went out there because you said it's really cool how they set everything up out there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and plus the set looks awesome. I mean, I remember you and I talked about it in season one. I was like, man, everywhere looks cool. You were like, hello, do you know where they filmed that? You need to come out here. And I'm like, wow, it looks really, really nice out there in what I call the country, because I'm from Texas. And over here in Houston, it's buildings and hotness. And that's how we are over here. So that sucks. So anybody that in that area needs to call, that way they can try to hopefully keep it being filmed there.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of shows, like Under the Dome and all that, that are already thinking about just packing up and going. Like, there's a Nicholas Sparks. Everybody knows the Nicholas Sparks movies are, you know, really big. And they were going to do 3 movies in North Carolina, but now they're taking them to Canada.
Ouch. All right, well. Well, yeah, you people better call, because me, now I'm never going to make it. I'm going to have to make a trip to Canada.
That will never happen.
Which sucks. So let's jump into this episode. You're tuning in for the very first time. Our chat room is open, like I said. If you're listening on your iPhone or cell phone, you cannot get into the chat room. But if you can't get to a computer right now and you're listening to this pre-recorded, it's okay. We do a live show. We're going to be doing this live show every Tuesday. So just keep it keep glued to @thebro on Twitter or thebro.com. Or, of course, blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline. So we're going to jump into season 2, premiered last night. The episode was called This Is War, directed by Ken Olin. It was written by Mark Goffman. Overall, without getting too much into the episode, ladies, Amy, let's go Ella first. Ella, without giving any too much away about the episode, how did you feel about the premiere of Sleepy Hollow?
I had to rewatch it because I watched it at work, and, you know, getting busy sometimes at work, I kind of miss stuff, so I had to rewatch it, and I rewatched it just now. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it. I mean, they really know how to put on a show, and the directors, the writers, and everything, and they do it really well. And it's a good continuation. There were some throwbacks to season 1.
Yes.
And
wow,
I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Amy.
Wow, how am I supposed to do this without jumping into the show?
You got to do it very slick-like.
Very slick-like. I enjoyed it. Okay. I love Sleepy Hollow. I really love how Sleepy Hollow is taking history as we know it, mm-hmm, and putting their own little twist on it.
And actually, all the twists I like better than the real history.
Me too.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, you know, me too.
Benjamin Franklin's key to open up the purgatory. I like that story better.
And I love his air bath.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm gonna try that today in the backyard first, just for starters. I'm gonna go out there and I'm just gonna hang out with my dogs.
Everybody that has their Google Earth on Mike's house, change the camera.
Change the camera. Do not want to see that. No, I agree. I really watched this. I agree with both of y'all. Watching this episode at the end of it, I was like, damn, Sleepy Hollow knows. Their special effects, their writing, the stories. I agree with you. The history and making and putting a cool little twist to it and everything else is just spot on. I forgot how awesome this show is from season 1. And then while watching it too, I was like, Halloween is around the corner. I don't know why I kept on thinking Halloween. But I was getting that vibe, you know, fall is here kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But
I like it.
Sleepy Hollow delivers that. You get that feel while watching the show. And it sucks I never made it out there to the set for season 1.
Well, maybe we'll get lucky and they'll stay in North Carolina and we will definitely go for season 3. Now, that's my question. Have they picked Sleepy Hollow up yet for season 3? Because last season it premiered and the next day Sleepy Hollow was picked up for season 2.
I haven't heard anything online. I haven't been online because you and I have been doing shows. We just finished up Gotham, a recap show for Gotham. So I haven't been online. So if you guys have seen anything, Ella, I know you just woke up. So I'm guessing.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. So, and you're right, Amy. I mean, it was like literally like we were talking about it and we're like, oh, news. It just picked up for season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure it will. I mean, I'm sure that the fans from season 1 are there, and then I'm sure it had to grasp new fans. I tried getting my wife to watch it, but this is the show that she throws in my face because when the first one came on, she was like, yeah, I'm interested. And then I started watching it, and then I left her. And every time she would come in, she's like, what is this? I go, this is Sleepy Hollow. She's like, you're supposed to wait for me for this. And I'm like, hon, we're only 3 episodes in. And she's like, no. So every time I mention Sleepy Hollow, she's like, oh, is that the one that you were supposed to wait for me, and then you went ahead and watched it without me? And I'm like, Oh, my God, woman. Oh, my God. So, yeah. So when Sleepy Hollow came on last night, she was like, I'm taking the baby, and we're leaving the bedroom. So she went to go watch her shows. So Sleepy Hollow returned last night. The episode is called This Is War. I got to tell you this. I don't know about you two, and I even wrote it down, and I even tweeted it out because I started watching it probably 20 or 30 minutes after it originally started because I had the baby and everything else. And I tweeted out, and I even wrote it here, 8 minutes into the show, and I am freaking lost. Crane's wife is dead. Abby's sister is dead. They got magical weapons. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Okay, see, pissed me off. Because I thought, oh, my God, they're just like took that whole year and just did away with it. They're not going to show us what happened. I was like, okay, I guess they couldn't come up with a way to get her out of purgatory and stuff like that. I was like, okay, I'll just go with it. But I was pissed.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Amy, what were you saying?
No, Ella, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I was lost too. That's why I had to rewatch it again because of what is going on?
Yeah, Twilight Chick 45 says, yep, I saw that. I was lost for a bit too. Oh, yeah, I mean, I was pissed because I was like, what? They just skipped the whole year. What the hell? And then I started getting tweets that were like, don't worry, it'll all come together. And then right when I started receiving the tweets, that's when I realized, oh, crap. Henry, this has all been a dream. It's been twisted up, and it's all been a lie. And I was like, well played, Sleepy Hollow. Well played, because you got me, because I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was so pissed. I was like, what? I rewound out. I'm like, did I miss something? But, yeah, that whole beginning definitely threw me for a loop. But that was well played, because I was pissed. And then it just grabs you back in, and you're like, Henry still has Ichabod. He's still in that freaking coffin. And, you know, Abby is still locked in purgatory, you know, and everything else. So I really enjoy that part there.
And I love the clue they gave, you know, where he was talking. I mean, he basically kind of gave it away. Henry did. But, you know, it was all a lie, what was going on.
Yeah. And we should have known because that's how Henry is, you know, I mean, in season one, I remember when Amy and I were recapping it and then Henry comes out and Amy and I, like, we're slowly figuring it out. And all of a sudden, we're like, what the? And then Henry's like, I'm your son. And we're like, what?
That's one thing. Because normally, you and I figure stuff out.
Yeah.
The whole Henry being the son, we didn't figure that out until,
like
when he said, hey, I'm your son.
And then it ended, and he was like, good. You know, and then you're locked up. And we were like, what the hell? We have to wait till season two. You know, but, yeah, that was really good. So, to see Henry, and we like the Sin Eater. I can't remember what the actor's name is. But we're a fan of this guy. I remember him coming, hold on, Sin Eater. I'm trying to figure out if I have his name here. But I remember him, and we liked him as an actor. He's just awesome. He was in Lord of the Rings as well. And, to
John
see him
Noble.
Back. Yeah. To see him back is awesome. What else? Some of my stuff that I saw. It was good to see, and I'm surprised. I didn't remember until we saw the preview of it, the clip of Jenny. When the Headless Horseman shoots her Bronco and she flips and then she's like almost dead, you know, in season one, did she just lay there? That's how it ended, right? Like she got tumped over and then that was it. We saw her.
Yeah, that's how it ended.
Dead.
Yeah. So we had no idea what happened to her.
Yeah. So she's back, of course, and she's whooping ass. She whoops ass this episode. One of the things that I wanted to bring up, and I thought about you girls because I was like, I bet you these girls are screaming and getting all hot and bothered down there. We see Katrina, which I'm a fan of Katrina. I think she's hot. And she's captured, you know, last season we see that the headless horseman is given to her by Henry, and they ride off into the sunset, and Ichabod is not happy. But then all of a sudden we see Katrina, and we see a glimpse of her, and she's tied up in a chair. And then all of a sudden you see the headless horseman and he's trying to feed her and she's not having it and she stabs him and then he's like, whatever, I'm going to tie you back up. And then all of a sudden you see him, he walks back into the house and all of a sudden he has no shirt on. The dude is ripped.
Okay. First, I'm disappointed that Mike thinks Ellen and I would just get
Yeah, no,
bothered.
Hello.
Heated up by a shirtless man.
Shut up! I know.
I was noticing, dude, if you just had a head.
No, knowing you, Amy, you were like, I can work with this.
Oh, gross.
I can work with this. I can, you know, if I just, you got both hands, both fingers, you got 10 fingers, you got some toes. As long as it's not headless down there, I'm good to go. You know?
Okay, whoa, let's take it. Let's just get that picture out of my head.
Yeah, well, you know, it was just funny because when I saw him walk by, I actually rewound it. I was like, did they actually not have him in a shirt? And then I rewound, I'm like, they don't have him in a shirt. And because, you know, in season one, Ella, Amy is always talking about how she would love to see, I think, Crane naked, right? Isn't that how it was?
I did not say that. I said I want to see Crane eat a cheeseburger because that boy needs to put on some weight.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so
yeah, he does need some weight.
So if he – okay, see, now, Ella, if she noticed that and wants him more bulk, you had to have noticed that the shirtless, headless horseman, Amy.
Yes, I just said I noticed.
Okay, did you get hot and bothered?
No.
Whatever. Ella, did you get hot and bothered?
No, because I did not notice that. I didn't notice he was shirt. I watched it twice. I don't even remember that scene.
Wow.
I love how Mike takes out, oh, let's talk about him being shirtless. But we don't talk about him putting the necklace on him and boom, he's got his head back.
We're going to get to that. That was a good part. But you know what? When I was watching, I was like, oh, I know these ladies and everybody. Is like all like, ooh, headless horseman. Who cares? I don't need your head. But yes, you're absolutely right. He just come up to Katrina and gives him that necklace, and all of a sudden, pew, his head appears.
Yeah.
And now he can see her, and now she can see him, and he can talk now and everything else. What do you think about the whole, you know, him Abraham back, ladies? Do you think he's gonna be a part of it more? Do you think that Crane is going to see him too, or is it just Katrina?
I think it's only going to be Katrina because it's the necklace. The necklace is bewitched. And I think she's going to be the only one that's going to be able to see him with the head, unless she takes the necklace off.
Do you feel the same way, Ella?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's definitely the necklace that's enabling her to see the headless horseman.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody else is just going to see a